Good morning. Welcome to the Cook Report for Thursday morning. We've got Tracy Bass with us from North Carolina. She's accidentally is a fan of those other guys. I mean, I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan. She's a fan. Remember the other day when we did the blab, the guy that was the fan? Well, we know what happened in that game. And let's dwell on that a little bit, thinking about the Seattle Panthers game. But really, we're here to talk about B2B and the ways that you can find solutions and do planning and some of the tools. And one of them that we're going to talk about, and all these links will be in the show notes. We'll have Tracy's link. She provides coaching for people that are into marketing their goods and services and MLM and those types of things. And if I say it wrong, you're going to correct me. And we'll have a link for her site. A shout out for our good friends at Edinburgh Dusters. Fraser made the graphics that got this whole Cook Report adventure started. And I've got to work on my lighting because I've got the reflection of my monitor on my glasses. And I go like this and I look weird. But anyway, we'll dwell on that in another show another time. Perfect lighting. I have a professional photographer in Cambridge, England that can guide me in that. And part of that is having a good set of Rolodex cards, people that you contact for solutions for different tasks. Don't try to do it all yourself. So the first order of business that we had in talking about the project was you begin with a planning session. The number one rung of the ladder is what am I going to do with this? Who's going to read this? What kind of information will I be posting? And who's going to do that? Why are you going to do this web project? And who are you doing it for? And then how often does the posting and adding information, all of those bits of question are in the information kit from Vdomain Hosting, my parent company. And we'll have that link in the show notes so that you can look those over. And as Tracy says, wow, you have a bunch of testimonials. I save them forever. I strongly believe testimonials are the strongest form of advertising that you can get. When one of your friends says, oh, go try this out. This peanut butter is really good. You'll just kind of be married to the idea, I guess, of buying that peanut butter. You just got to have it.
Right.
It's that good.
It edifies you, right? It's one thing to say, hey, I'm great, but when you hear it from somebody else, you know.
Exactly. But in the case of football, if they say, oh, this other team is really good and it's not your team, then you just discount that as well. That poor person, why do they think that?
Poor Seahawks fans.
Anyway, number one tool, we're going to give you one good link today that will help you for years. And it is gtmetrics.com. They give you a performance report that's A to Z chapter and verse attributes of what your website performance is, whether it's fixing the JavaScript, enabling gzip compression. I'm scrolling down looking at some of these big words. How to minify the HTML, how to enable the keep alive, whether you've got inline small CSS working for you or not, and so forth. And so all of these things are evaluated, and you get an online report right on your browser window of what you need to fix. Now, the cool thing about it is there's a drop-down arrow next to whatever issue it is that you're having, and it'll tell you in the drop-down arrow, what does this mean and how do you go about fixing it? Okay. And we've looked at a number of websites, and we'll have links to some of those sites. We'll have Tracy's website, which is tracybass.com, if you don't want to wait for the show notes, that's how you get there. And making your user experience for your readers and viewers that much better by having good quality content delivered the best you can do it will give you two things. It'll give you happy customers, and those happy customers turn into evangelists for the brands. If the Carolina Panthers hadn't beat New England the last time that Tracy went to a game, she would probably not have a Panthers jersey, right? you wouldn't be as enamored with the Panthers if they were a losing season, but they're having a great season this year until this weekend when they get whooped. So having yourself set up with a good set of tools like GT Metrics to do performance, take a look at the link. I'm going to give you the 2016 information kit link to do your planning session with. And I'm also going to include a little website that I built with the tools available from StartLogic. And Tracy's question, what do you do, was answered today with this. I provide deliverables for web solutions. Now, whether that solution is optimizing your CSS, helping you resize an image, or building the full website with social media monitoring, search engine optimization, the landing pages that you need to have, and all of those things, and any website. So now you can say, I know a guy on the internet. Get it? Yeah, okay. So that's being said, have a great, happy Thursday. Thank you for tuning into the Cook Report. And like I say at the end of every show when I stop recording, like I'm going to do now, it's a wrap.